I know that I used to make fun of Father Aaron for being a dork because of his inordinate love of C.S. Lewis or his obsession with Tolkien and everything else, but I can do that because I'm a bigger dork myself, just in different ways. When I was in high school, I wanted to take an independent study, and I had the darndest time finding a teacher who was willing to do it with me because I wanted to do an independent study in philosophy, and everybody thought I was insane, including my spiritual director, professor of philosophy, now Bishop Johnson. When I told him I'd already read these books when I got to his class in high school, he's like, "Who are you? You are not a normal child." And it's true. But I love it. And I wish our world would take the time to make it a requirement again. Had I had my way, every high school would require a minimum a logic class. Every college would require 2 to 3 classes in philosophy, no matter what major you're going into, because we need to learn to think about the world and to examine arguments and say, is what I'm being taught really make any sense? But instead, we're pushing on the world doing. We focus on STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics. Why? Because we need people to make things, to do. But then we don't ask the question, should I make it in the first place? Yay, we have artificial intelligence. What is it doing? I have no idea. Have you never seen sci-fi movies? It's going to come and eat us. Like, that's what's going to happen. We don't take the time to think about what we're doing, but we just do things, and we focus on technical skills and on STEM and all these other things, and they've taken away these core requirements from almost every college major of... maybe you should think about logic. Maybe you should know how to analyze an argument and see on its face, does it have any merit? Maybe you should think about the bigger picture and questions of the world, like, why am I here? Not just what can I produce, or what does it mean to be human? Rather than, I guess I just got to go to the next thing, and on and on and on. Our world is turning us into doers only, without focusing on what's inside. What can you produce? If you can't produce something, you have no value anymore. And you see what that does to our elderly and our infirmed throughout our country and the world, where euthanasia is spreading more and more. We're not thinking about who these people are, but only what can they do for us? What can they provide? And it's a travesty. It's precisely what Jesus is calling out in our gospel today. You focus on the outside of things, but you don't look at what's within. You don't focus on your hearts. And even those of us who are devout Catholics, who want to do what is right, we often focus on our actions rather than where our heart is at. Those rules that God gave in the first reading to Moses, well, I gotta follow the commandments. And sometimes we just try and white-knuckle it and get through it and do what we know we're supposed to do without looking inside and saying, why? Why am I opposed? Why do I have to fight to do God's will? Why is my heart not set on the right things already? Why is it a challenge to not sin? Is my heart maybe in the wrong place? That'd be a great place to start. But instead, we're just like, I gotta do it. Gotta white knuckle it. I don't like it, but I'm gonna do it. Instead of forming our hearts after the hearts of Jesus, we allow the world to just make us busy, to run from one thing to the next, to do, to make, create, produce, rather than to be, rather than to know our God. Rather than allow ourselves to be loved and commune with Him in that conscience, that voice that He gave within our very hearts to draw near to Him. Rather than to form ourselves after Him, we just try and do what He thinks that He wants. But He always wanted more than that. From His disciples, He wanted to be with them, to spend time with them, to teach them, not just to tell them what to do, but to really get them to understand and reveal Himself to them. He made them think. He challenged them. He taught them not to live as the world does, but as God does, putting our value on those higher things. Even for us Catholics, that is the hardest thing to do, to focus on our interior life so that our actions flow from within. It's easier to say, I know what I need to do, and to like force ourselves to try and do it, rather than to shape ourselves after the heart of Christ himself. Rather than to stop doing and start thinking. Rather than to pray the rosary over and over again, which we know how to do, and to talk to God from the depths of our heart. To ponder the words of Scripture and allow him to speak to us. To sit in silence and allow ourselves just to be before the Lord in adoration, rather than to run to the next thing that we think we have to do. Jesus is kind of not very nice to the scribes and Pharisees in our gospel, but their answers are terrible. It's just a tradition to them. They don't even know why they're doing what they're doing. It's because we've always done it this way. And Jesus is saying no. He's not saying that washing your hands before eating a meal is bad. You probably should do that. Please do. But why are you doing it? Why are you doing it in the first place? Is what we do externally even touching our heart? Or do we just focus on the next thing without letting its impact sink into us, without understanding the reason why we do what we do? God has always given us the why. These commandments that he gives us, I'm teaching you to observe these so that you may enter the land, take possession of it, and get out of slavery. It's for your own good. They're not arbitrary rules that God gives us. He wants us to understand him, to be a nation, it says, that is truly wise and intelligent, because we know God, because we have encountered him, rather than just doing and trying to scrabble by in this world. The best spiritual practice for any of us trying to overcome any sin, any temptation, to make our lives a little better, is to spend time with the Lord. Not doing, not reading, not bringing anything with us, but being before God. With our hearts wide open, that place that we don't dare to look sometimes because we know it's not perfect yet. But allowing God to come into it, to speak to our hearts, to truly know him for who he is, so that our hearts become like his. And then the actions get easier. When we understand why we do what we do, when we have the love of God for our neighbor, these commandments are not hard, but flow from within, because we're filled with the love of God. Brothers and sisters, let us stop focusing on just the externals, doing the right thing, saying the right thing, looking the right way. But take that time to truly form our hearts, to go inside and love as Christ loves. The rest will follow from that. That is the work that Christ asks of us, to truly have the heart of the Good Shepherd. A heart filled with love, conformed after his own. And just trying to do the actions will never get us there. We have to encounter him, the one who made us, the one who loved us, the one who gave himself for us. May we truly know Jesus and know him deeply within our hearts, so that we may truly follow after him and do as he did.